Well, wasn't that a pleasant surprise? Yes, give him a big hand. But our next singer is no surprise. It might be a surprise to you that he's from one of the most historic places in Georgia, Midway, Georgia. Stop there and visit the museum sometime and visit the cemetery. But he doesn't come from the cemetery. He's very much alive. Olin Fraser.
Won't be but a minute.
Hello, Midway, Georgia. Hello, Mom and Dad. Let me tell you about a trip I took and about the girls I had. I loved 100 women, but 99 hated me. What do you think about the one I brought home? And she a sight to see. Sings some fine harmony and she cooks 2 times a day. When she asked me to move on in, what more could I say? I've been playing these country songs since 1962. Now I'm home on your back porch. It's a concert for you. Would you like to play some smooth rock and roll to get your head to feeling just right? Or would you rather me play some soft bedroom blues so you and Daddy can sleep tight tonight? Well, I never let a good time pass me by, and plenty came my way. Every time I got real high, you could hear me say, I'm going home. I hear those tall pines calling. Georgia boy, you've been gone too long. Can you sing us just one more song about coming home? Hello, Midway, Georgia. Hello, Mom and Dad. Let me tell you about a trip I took and about the girls I had. I loved 100 women, but there's 99 hating me. What do you think about the one I brought home? Ain't she a sight to see? Thank you very much. Thank you. While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the windshield. If If I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning and the cashier said to me, if you join our Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took them up on what she said. I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I felt my cousin filled with flags that I could not see. I ran my car up on a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got the doctor down, I was already dead. And I never understand why the man standing at the pearly gate said that your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Your flag decal won't get you into heaven. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There's nothing traditional about these folk songs, but maybe they'll be passed along someday as all the old ones. I hope so anyway. Well, on one piece of paper, I'm gonna try to make it rhyme. Well, I don't have any reason, lots of reasons all the time. Maybe it's the weather, my bad mood, or the greed. It brings me down so hard, but strengthens my belief. There's a better world coming for you. And I'm sorry for what I've put you through. Can you tell me, what am I gonna do when I'm through with you? Close the door behind you and lay the car keys down. Make a beeline from the front door to me. Well, I don't want your apologies, baby, I don't want them tears. I just want you for as long as you want me. And there's a better world coming for you. And I'm sorry for what I've put you through. Can you tell me, what am I when I'm through with you? Baby, I'm glad that we made up. And honey, I'm glad that we're laid up in the back room of the house I love. There's a better world coming for you. And I'm sorry for what I've, can you tell me, what am I gonna do when I'm through with you? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Olin. Now let's welcome Pat Shields and the Roberts Brothers from Kaiser, West Virginia.
Thing on. Right.
That's good. I need an instrument.
We're the Bionic Band with Kung Fu Grip.
Now, wait a minute.
Pick you some crabgrass music.
Crabgrass is a little bluegrass and a lot of weeds. Can you get around on the other side?
That's good.
We're going to try to do this right today. Last night I had to bend down so low for the microphone, I couldn't find it.
We'll try an old fiddle tune called Black Mountain Rag.
I crawled up behind a
quickly out of room. Then we'd play, folks, they'd dance around. Was there any money in there? Well, they always split it down. Well, the times are bad and the money is scarce. The grocery's mighty plain. Was it to do over, boys? I'd live them times again. Remember them times, oh so well, just like as yesterday. All the tens living alone, and all the tens we'd play. Well, and now he's gone away somewhere, and let me live the show. Put a little brown fiddle on the wall next to a worn-out bow. Well, the times are bad and the money is scarce, the grocery's mighty plain. Was it to do over, boys? I'd live them times again. Take her home, Ricky. Was it to do over, boys? I'd live them times again.
Thank you.
Thank you. We brought Randy down here from up there around North Georgia somewhere. He come down here to one of these big springs. Went down to get us a bucket of water when we was camping out. He come running back up and said, "There's the biggest alligator you ever saw down there." I said, "Well, Randy," said, "that alligator's probably scared of you as you are. It ain't going to hurt you. Go on back down there." He said, "Look," said, "if that alligator's that scared," said, "that water ain't fit to drink."
It's going to rain on that one.
Yeah, it's
like
the sung up a storm here.
Here's one called a rattlesnake song. It's a tongue twister. We'll try to do it for you without getting wet. On a rattlesnake, me my mountain, I did D-Y dwell. When I heard a little Steve-Y story, then I'm a-gonna D-Y tell. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. A nice young D-Y man in the month of me, my May, went down to the V-Y fields. I hold his D-Y, hey, come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. He had not me-Y mowed around the V-Y field. When a rattle-covered Steve-Y snake come and bit him on the E-Y heel. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. He jumped up E-Y high and he looked all the E-Y around. Then he closed his E-Y's and he fell on the G-Y ground. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. Oh, little B-Y bird, go tell my C-Y cell. I'm a rattlesnake B-Y bit beneath my G-Y gal. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. And right a pretty fee-Y flew and spread the E-Y news. And here comes C-Y Sally without any she-Y shoes. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. Sally had been talking to this old boy in the Mariner for about 10 years. She ain't got nowhere with him, but when she saw him laying there all rattlesnake bit, she figured she had a chance. She talked to him with a real high, squeaky voice like this. Oh, Johnny, D-Y dear, why did you G-Y go into the fee-Y field? Hey, for me, why more? Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. Oh, Sally, D-Y dear, I thought you knew why no. When the hay is a beer, I write, it has to be me, why mo, come a roo da roo da roo. Oh, Johnny, be why dear, I'll save your be why life. If I may be why be your pretty little be why wife, come a roo da roo da roo. I grabbed his lee why leg and made him squee why squeal, suck the poison blood all out of his lee why heel, come a roo da roo da roo. Get B-Y bit by a rattlecover Steve-Y snake. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo. When a rattlesnake B-Y bites, it hurts like a B-Y knife. When a woman B-Y bites your bit for the rest of your life. Come a-roo-di-roo-di-roo.
Thank you.
We're going to do you one more and the bluegrass flavor.
Nope.
Whoop! Cousin Thelma says it's gonna rain. She's not gonna have any of that. I guess we'll have to see y'all later on.
Yeah, you'll see them again on the program, because they're here for the whole weekend.
Amen. Thank you very much.
And it's time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bob Higginbotham from Gainesville is playing the banjo, and he's a Florida cracker and been here about 14 generations. Hails from around Jacksonville. Would you give him a hand? Linda Bittner just recently graduated with her doctorate from the University of Florida. Would you give her a hand? She's picking bass for a living. And I'm Dale Kreider, and I came from Windsor, Florida. And we'd like to do another song which kind of tells a story about a fish that's been introduced into Florida waters and supposed to solve all the weed problems. Well, unfortunately, it's an Asian fish, and we think that perhaps it will eat all of the vegetation that's so essential for our native fish in Florida. And we're opposed to it in the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. There are a lot of people in Florida who are real strong pushers of this fish. We'd like to sing a protest song about it that I wrote while I was on sitting in the courtroom in Tallahassee. It's called The Grassy Carp. Don't go near the water, friend, the grassy carp's a loose. Yesterday it ate my weeds, today it got my goose. Will this fishy water weed eater eat my willow tree roots? I don't even go near the water since they turned it loose. But it surely caused a mighty hassle in the courts throughout the land. And I remember that case in Tallahassee when the fish got out of hand. With all the legal chatter and the game commission's ban, we stopped every pond and puddle and stream throughout this land. And even though the vegetation, weeds, and sometimes trees showed up as the choicest part on which the fish might feed, nobody ever said this until the fish was free to take control of all the waters and threaten you and me. Every day I hope and pray a little help will come and catch up all the mighty moors than I'm eating bum. So don't go near the water, friend, the grassy carp's loose. Yesterday they ate my weed, today they got my goose. Will this fishy water weed eater eat my willow tree roots? Don't even go near the water since they turned it loose. And every day I hope and pray a little help will come and catch up all the wider moors, the phantom eating bum. And catch up all the wider moors, the phantom eating bum. Thank you. Thank you. There ought to be more songs written about Florida. And we've got the natural resources here to sing about. All of the things that Henry Flagler saw a few years ago in Florida, not so many years ago, may have backfired in that we've overrun them. I'd like to sing a song which I wrote recently. It's to the very important tourists. And we're asking that folk, as he rolls down the interstate, what he's seeing when he comes to Florida. We'll do that one for you.
Tell me, V.I.T., tell me, what did you see when you took the turnpike to Florida? Will you tell me if you can? Is it oversold sand? Is the torture lands a drama? Are there vacancies for the folks and the keys where pollution kills the fish? Henry Flagler turned over in his grave once more, and he made another wish.
And he wished that today we could see what his sunshine state was meant to be. Not this earth taxing technicality, but a tropical home by the sea.
Tell me, V.I.T., tell me, what did you see when you took the turnpike to Florida? Will you tell me if you can? Is it oversold sand? Is the tortured land's trauma? Are the vacancies for the folks in the Keys where pollution kills the fish? Henry Flagler turned over in his grave once more, and he made another wish.
Henry Flagler turned over in his grave once more, and he made another wish. Thank you. Thank you. A few months ago, Bob, Linda, and some more of our friends from around Gainesville got together, most Florida pickers, bluegrass pickers of a sort. We cut an album called Pioneer Ethics. Most of the songs that we've been doing here tonight, all of them, are on that album, and you can buy it up there at the stand, the Strictly Folk stand. I think they got a copy of it. You can buy it and learn something about this ecology music, which is somewhat protesting what we're doing. Kind of the title song for that is Pioneer Ethics, and we would like to close with it. And if you're interested in saving Florida as much as I am, you will start thinking with a conservation consciousness rather than more and more use and abuse of natural resources.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. We're little more than the rifle, the axe and the Bible, with a great amount of sweat and blood and tears. Our forefathers conquered the wilderness, blazed a trail that has prevailed down through the years. As it took the land away from nature's tenants, left an Indian's spirits in the spoil. With an attitude called the frontier ethics, we have burned a lot of our bridges, and now the trouble's boiling. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Sing about the same purple mountains, majesty, about the fruited plains. But did that mean that all wet lands would be drained? And afterwards, cleared and farmed. Remember that in those early days, we were struggling pioneers born. And folks would die to meet material needs. They gave us the fattest land on earth. So the pioneer ethics were made, my friend, to give a frontier America its birth. But priorities and human needs can change, and ours have in the last 200 years. Now the questions of the future hang, and they bring forth the cry of bloody tears. Is this the way to delay doomsday? With just machines and their technical cure.